Welcome to the Rappers Over 30 podcast, hosted by yours truly, Imp the Great. This is podcast episode number 17. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. The Bible.
I have come to confess my sin.
To a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? He supply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? He supply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
Well, I go to hell for stacking that dough, hell for slapping that hoe, hell for killing that squirrel and that nigga that told I sold. Yeah, yo. Well, I go to hell for cussing out moms, hell for sticking up toms, hell for kicking up dirt. Many people got hurt when I dropped that bomb. Well, I go to hell for all them lies, hell for all them pies, hell for all the weed I blew the smoke up in the sky. Well, I go to hell for fornication, hell for masturbation, or hell for raising hell when punk ass niggas try my patience. Well, I go to hell for all this cussing, hell for never trusting in the Lord. Father, please, can we have discussion? Well, I go to hell for my own murder, hell if I don't tell her truth to the Lord, cause he knows I'm a burglar. Well, I go to hell for worshiping idols, hell for busting at rivals, hell for picking up Pono Max but never reading the Bible. Well, I go to hell for cheating at cards, hell for beating the odds, the system stacked against me. Father, please ask God.
I went speaking to a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
Well, I go to hell for not forgiving, hell for trifle living, hell for direct sales of hell, cause I ain't go to prison. Well, I go to hell for all my cruelty, hell for all my jury, hell for skewing a folk before they got the chance to skew me. Well, I go to hell for throwing the first punch, hell for throwing my school lunch, hell for being envious or jealous of some street punk. Well, I go to hell for stealing clothing, hell for sticking my nose in, that will take my business off of keeping my wrist frozen. Well, I go to hell for lying on apps, hell for shooting craps, hell for my quick tip for putting suckers on their back. Well, I go to hell for being so nasty, hell for being so crafty, hell for cussing the Lord for taking my mommy and my daddy. Well, I go to hell for wanting it all, hell for wanting the ball, hell for humping them hoes, dumping them foes, or pissing the halls. Well, I go to hell, Father, tell me, hell, Father, tell me, to ask the Lord forgiveness for my sins, and so it shall be.
I went speaking to a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword. I went speaking to a man of the cloth, my confession, I'm a sinner in the land of the lost. Am I hell bound? His reply, forgive him, Lord. Have mercy on my soul, I'ma die by the sword.
You are now listening to the Rappers Over 30 podcast. We support, motivate, and encourage rappers over 30 to stay healthy, relevant, and successful.
Podcasting from a home studio somewhere in Los Angeles County, this is the Rappers Over 30 podcast, and here's your host, Imp the Great.
Yeah, welcome to the Rappers Over 30 podcast, episode number 17. I'm your motivational host, Imp the Great, formerly known as the Imperator of Rhyme. Give it up, y'all. Yeah, make some noise. Happy Thursday, y'all. We back. We doing it big today, y'all. We got a great show. Now look, the song you just heard is called My Confession by yours truly, Imp the Great, and that's from my 2011 Suicide Note album. Today's show is sponsored by my upcoming film, Evil Justice. If you didn't know, I also write scripts, I shoot films, and hey, I got my own streaming video on demand channel. Now look, the film is about a successful real estate agent named Donald. Donald has to feed three bodies to a grave at one of his properties, or else he will die. Once his evil deeds are done, he sells the property to Jimmy, a racist policeman who has gotten away with murdering an unarmed black kid. Jimmy is now cursed with the property, and he has to kill or be killed. The film will be released exclusively on FromRapToFilm.com. If you're listening to my channel, if you're a fan of my channel, you're a fan of my music, if you already know about my films, even if you're not, please visit FromRapToFilm.com. Subscribe right now. It's just $29.99 a year. You can see my independent films, some rare footage. You can see the podcast videos from Rappers Over 30, my music catalog, and you'll be locked in to see Evil Justice when it drops in April. Subscribe now from RapTheFilm.com. It's just $29.99 a year. And now back to the music. This is Nothing in the World.
I wouldn't trade this game for nothing in the world.
God is good,
no doubt,
all the time, all the time God is good, you know what I mean, I'll show you why though, I'll show some from the ghetto, yeah, I'm so from the hood, yeah,
I wouldn't trade this game for nothing in the world,
it's a miracle I'm here, man, it don't even make sense,
it
don't even make sense, real talk, nothing in this world, I'ma show you. My man E, fan body noise, DJ crazy for this track. My man Nice. Yo, 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 the scene off the jet, it don't get no prettier. Where I flew in from, it gets no grittier. Can't believe I made it by the skin on my teeth. Now I'm trusting in the Lord to win all my beefs. So respect my gangster, I know you hard. And yo, the king is cool, but the ace is the card. Where I'm from, the one with the tool and his waist is in charge. How I made it out the hood, by the grace of God. So I take the sword for those who covered my life. And I can't front, yo, it's a struggle for life. But his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That's why I made the king of kings the love of my life. Now I'm loving this life like I'm loving my wife. For the love of Christ, your man Nice, thugging for life. Don't get it twisted with the paradox, open as a pearl. Wouldn't trade this joy for nothing in the world.
I wouldn't trade this game for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. I wouldn't trade this joy for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. And now I made it, coming up against the odds, back against the wall. I wouldn't trade this life for nothing in the world.
Yeah. Yo, I prayed I never fall with my back against the wall. Thanks to mom's prayers, I finally heard the Lord call. Sometimes I didn't listen, but he still had my back. Give thanks. I survived so many asthma attacks. And I ignored that little voice in my chest too many times. Times I thought I didn't hear it, but I see it in my mind. Playing back and rewind, fast forward on the grind. It was right there, almost ended up like Shine. And I remember the time an angel saved me from the knife. Rival gang member tried to make me say goodnight. Had to trade in my life and the way I learned to fight. Somebody must have been praying to make sure I was alright. The uppercut ain't cutting with lead spraying out the pipe. Think you thugging, mess around and get your windshield wiped. Yo, the heat still igniting, my pit still bite. But the dude to be my judge scarier than Suge Knight.
I wouldn't trade my life this game for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. I wouldn't trade this joy for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. And now I made it, coming up against the odds, back against the wall. I wouldn't trade this life for nothing in the world. Cause I'm pleased with what I have. Hey. I'm a grown man now, so understand. Oh. I trade nothing for the next of your things. I'm feeling so much joy, it makes me smile.
Oh, yeah.
Trade nothing. I'm pleased with what I have. I'm a grown man now, so understand.
Oh. I trade nothing
for the next of your things. I'm feeling so much joy.
Yeah. Now I'm finally here, I can't believe it, y'all can finally cheer. This ain't collegiate, bring it, lead the minor leagues over there. Time to step up to the plate, this the moment I've been waiting. Satisfied with being good, I'm about to catapult the greatness. Had a boy, the bank is in place, I got a payment. Turn up nice, Mike, yo, I'm here to make a statement. I ain't worried about the things that don't measure in heaven. Before I had dough, I was stacking up treasure in heaven. Blessed to be a blessing, breadwinning for my brethren. On the mic, spitting hype, your man Nice is a legend. Good God, sweet Jesus, only place you find a better quote. I stay in the lab writing the shit I ever wrote. When it comes through your speakers, you can bet it's dope. Might as well have shot it in your veins, you need meds to cope. Nice form or cope aesthetic than a Hennessy and Coke or a cigarette is. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
I wouldn't trade this game for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. I wouldn't trade this joy for nothing in the world. Nothing in the world. And now I made it, coming up against the odds, back against the wall. I wouldn't trade this life for nothing in the world.
I don't look at what's in the Bible like it's some fictitious, you know, like it's a fiction book. You feel me? Like this stuff really happened.
We fought for God like y'all already know. Jesus got our back, yeah, that's for sure. Do what you do, reap what you sow. Ready or not, the truth gon' be told. We fought for God like y'all already know.
Ready or not, the truth gon' be told. The truth gon' be told. The truth will expose. He proved himself the day that he rose. From out the tomb, raised from the dead. Called home after saving man. Paid debt for all of us, and with his grace would not condemn. Praise God, this old hog started life going all wrong. Gang bang, dope slang, soul black, all one. Fed the flesh, wanted it all, and I wouldn't stop till it was all gone. Till I found Christ, and I felt like now I love life, and I don't want none. Pop the trunk, I got the goods. On a block of them dirty hoods. No clocks, no texts, no dope, just hoping books. Ain't tripping off dirty looks. Ex-thugs, hoods, and crooks. We come in peace to bless the streets. Smash the beats, pray for your hood. Pod, mom, hooked on God. I praise his name till I'm dead and gone. Kneel and pray for this bruises on my knee from praising God. Stay strong, bring it on. I won't stop till the devil's gone. Evil's wrong, love's right. I push like, sing this song.
We bout for God's light, y'all already know. Jesus got our back, yeah, that's for sure. Do what you do, reap what you sow. Ready or not, the truth gon' be told. We fight for God's life, y'all already know. Jesus got our back, yeah, that's for sure. Do what you do, reap what you sow. Ready or not, the truth gon' be told.
Don't you know that the truth gon' be told? Boy, it's automatic and you gotta have it, ain't no way around it. Before I'm a straight fanatic, when I'm rapping my lord, y'all ain't ready for a man. I gotta been around the block 20 deep in the game with a backbone. It's a chopping block when I'm dicing demons on the microphone in the studio, and I'm just getting started. I'm saying my piece. I don't care who the artist, the violence you got will be traded with peace. You sick in your body, I'm coming with power to cure your disease. Your soul is in chains, in the name of Jesus I am setting you free. Better sow what you reap, cause you reap what you sow. Better stop living fair, trying to creep on the low. Cause all you get is death. When you sin, that's for sure. One day's coming back, and the truth is gonna be shown. Better sow what you reap, cause you reap what you sow. Better stop living fair, trying to creep on the low. Cause all you get is death. When you sin, that's for sure. One day's coming back, and the truth is gonna be shown.
We mouth for God's like y'all already know. Jesus got our back, yeah, that's for sure. Do what you do, reap what you sow. Ready or not, the truth gon' be told. We mark for God's life, y'all already know. Jesus got our back, yeah, that's for sure. Do what you do, reap what you sow. Ready or not, the truth gon' be told.
You know, they still digging truth out the ground right now, bro. Like, thousands and thousands of archaeological discoveries are proofing this work, and it's true. It's not just like good suggestions, bro. These are real accounts. These are actual things, you know what I'm saying? And so I just, for me, I know what God saved me from.
Yes, Lord, that was Truth by Nino Light featuring 7T, preceded by Nothing in the World by Nice. Nice. Hit me up, man. I want to get an interview with you, man. That's a dope MC, a dope brother right there. Look, let's go back to the opening quote of the day. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. That's a quote from the Bible, and there are many more similar quotes like that. But I have to bear in mind and ask myself, are these quotes and pages of books like Aesop Fables no longer common knowledge? Do people understand what these things mean? With that said, let me break it down like this. Your close friends have a huge influence on your life, and it's normal that we like to hang out and communicate. We share ideas and plans and our ups and downs with our friends, and that's all good. But do we have friends that we can trust to lead us rightly? Let me ask you this. Do you have friends that badmouth people that you know are good, hardworking, honest, trustworthy, and has been a friend to you? If so, what do? When your friend come around badmouthing people that you know are good, honest, hardworking people, what do you do? Do you sit around in that? Do you allow that? Do your friends encourage you to do foolish things that you put behind you? You know? Change your ways. My nephew got a song called Change Your Ways. You know, we grow, we mature, and we change our ways. So we might have did things in the past, but we don't do them no more. So do you allow your friends to come around and say, hey, man, yeah, let's go do some drugs. Yeah, homie, let's go hit this lick. What do you do? Do you allow your friends' love life problems to cause headaches and woes with you and your significant other? Everything's good with you and your relationship, and here come your friend.
They all the same. You know how they do. He did that. She did this.
Next thing you know, you and your significant other are arguing and feuding, and it's hell in the household. Don't align yourself with these people. They're looking for allies. You all good. I mean, you want to help your people out, but don't bring that. Don't try to cause conflict within mine just because yours have that. Don't align yourself with wicked people. Be careful about the company you keep, and don't be fooled and led astray by deceitful so-called friends. Get rid of the friends who are in your life solely for the benefits or to cause havoc, mayhem, and to get you to do the wrong goddamn thing. Let's get back to the music, y'all. This is Cold World.
I've seen friends turn their backs right in front of my face. I buried some friends, can't nobody replace. I've been stabbed in the back, I've been kicked in the mouth. Cringe chin, grind my teeth while I'm spitting the mouth. Fuck it, this the world, kid, this shit gon' change. Another day out the frying pan and into the flames. Had to straight up from the deck and rearrange. Who'd have thought me and my inner thoughts would be estranged? I keep a firm leash on life, believe me, homie. I done seen the actors once or twice. Cold days and bloody nights, it's a product of the block. So hot, got the whole lot, second cold shot, hold up. I done seen the bad decision blown up. Had a couple of decisions sewn up. Battle tested, that's a given. I guess that's just how I'm living. So what, homie?
This is for the world, for the lows. It's not where it's hot, wondering how it got so cold. I know.
The struggle of the game, I know the pain. So
this is for the world, for the lows. Man, the life was high, wondering how it got so cold. I know
the struggle of the game, I know the pain. So
this is
for the stone cold world that we live in. If you can't stand the heat, stay out the kitchen. I was raised on the block, just a product of the slums. In a spot where the ballers sleep feet from the bums. Bottom feeders, feeding off the crumbs. Dope fiends, feeding off the drugs. Bullets flying, over sets from the thugs. Life sentence of dying to live and die by the gun. Ride or die for a rep, G-code's a lie. Streets don't love you, smile now, later cry. The lake of fire where the devil goes to fry. Or hell on earth, locked up, serving life. Dead man walking, the walking dead, no life. Baptized and born again in the name of Jesus Christ. Repent for my sins, now I'm headed for light. Darkness, please for me, I walk by faith, not by
this
sight.
This is for the world, for the lows. It's not where it's hot, wondering how it got so cold. I know
the struggle of the game, I know the pain. So
this is for the world, for the lows. It's not where it's hot, wondering how it got so cold. I know
the struggle of the game, I know the pain. So
this is for the
life to be a martyr, motto death before dishonor,
try to die for the cause.
I've been riding around time before laying.
How I did y'all.
Went from no man, no man, respect for no man, known by no one. John Doe on a toe tag from a broken home. Traveling down this broken road, nothing but broken hope. Surrounded by smoking dope, skating, spray painting, spitting flows. Was my way to cope? Landfill, game wrapped up like a judo choke. Kept the truth, rep the roots and never blew no smoke. Put the pad to the pen and hit the booth, and it was all she wrote.
Looking back, you see nothing up in your rear view. Screaming out, just hoping someone can hear you. But you've been running for so long. Yeah, you've been running for so long. Nothing up in your rear view. Screaming out, just hoping someone can hear you. But you've been running for so long. Yeah, you've been running for so long.
See, it was hard to believe he'd save a wretch like me. A scumbag with a rep like me. Rap sheet so deep, spent my life on these streets. My heart was so cold, I'd take a life with this heat. Willing to die in defeat, I was riding for sin. He was dying for me, I was living for self. He was riding for me, he gave me my wings. Now I'm flying so free.
Free bird
above the clouds, a dove high on love. I ain't never coming down. Butterfly, new life, screaming to the masses. Firebird hit the ground, rolls out the ashes. In a world fake as plastic, I put the flame to the matchstick and throw a stone at your glass house. Pedal to the metal, I'ma floor it till it's gassed out.
Looking back, you see nothing up in your rear view. Screaming out, just hoping someone can hear you. But you've been running for so long. Yeah, you've been running for so long. Nothing up in your rear view. Screaming out, just hoping someone can hear you. But you've been running for so long. Yeah, you've been running for so long.
Yeah, Rappers Over 30 podcast listeners. Yeah, we gonna get righteous in here today. Yeah, I got my man Nino Light in the house today, y'all. That was for so long, and that was preceded by Cold World. Both of those songs are by Nino Light and feature A.O. Today's guest hails from the 818. He's been a hip-hop head since an early age. He opened up for artists like KRS-One, and he's headlined many concerts and toured all across the country. Years ago when I met him, he was known as Nino White, a hustler and the leader of a hardcore rap group, Sick Mob. At one point in his life, he cursed and denied God. But on that same day, while having suicidal thoughts, God touched his heart and changed him forever. Nowadays, he goes by the name Nino Light, the Hope Pusher. He's found hope and peace in Jesus Christ, and he's spreading the word. Without any further ado, make some noise for the Hope Pusher, Nino Light. Rappers Over 30 podcast listeners, it's my honor and my pleasure to bring you Nino Light,
Nino
correct?
Nino
Light.
Nino Light.
Nino Light,
the
okay.
Pusher.
Okay.
That's
when,
what it is.
When Nino, you know, Nino's on a break, so we're gonna speed through this interview right quick. So, Nino, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what you got going on now, and then we're going to go back into your beginnings of hip-hop and how you got started, your influences and everything. But right out the gate, can you tell the Rappers Over 30 podcast listeners who you are and what you got going on right now?
I go by Nino Light, the Hope Pusher, formerly known as Nino White, the Bad Apple from Sick Mob. Currently, I gave my life to the Lord. I'm serving Christ. I'm involved in a urban ministry called Hog Mob, Hooked on God Ministry Over Business. I currently got a couple different projects going on. I'm doing a solo gospel rap album called Highway to Heaven, and that's in the works. It's coming. I've got a duo project with my boy Alpha Omega, which is kind of like on a rock, blues, hip hop type of album. I'd say like Creed, Lynyrd Skynyrd kind of meets Yella Wolf, Jelly Roll type of thing. And then I've got my beat and production company with my boy, landfillbeats.com. You know what I'm saying? If anybody's looking for them hot beats, all different styles, you can go to landfillbeats.com, lease you a beat. If you want a custom or if you want something exclusive, just tap the line.
Okay, and then what is your main website if somebody want to log on and check out what you got going on?
If you want to look for me, you could go to ninolight.com. That's N-I-N-O-L-I-G-H-T, ninolight.com, for any kind of booking or info or any kind of, like, sermons, stuff I do with ministry. If you're looking to tap in with the ministry, you can go to hogmob.com, H-O-G-M-O-B.com. And that's basically the ministry. That's the click that I'm rolling with. And anybody looking for any kind of Bible studying, any kind of information like that, it's all no charge. You can tap the line and we'll get you linked in.
Okay. Now I've been knowing you, I'm just going to say definitely well over 10 years, I would think. So can you tell us?
I think it's been 20.
Yeah. Can you tell the listeners, the Rappers Over 30 podcast listeners, about, like, what was your influences and how did you get started in hip hop? You know, how young were you? Who were your influences? And give us a little of that history.
I mean, I started out, you know what I mean, basically just battling and freestyle rapping at parties and at skate spots. I've always been drawn to music, you know, all different types of music. As far as influences, you know what I mean, just the good old fashioned classics, you know, all the West Coast stuff from, you know, Dr. Dre, to the underground stuff like Andre Nicotina, you know what I mean, always had love for the Bay, you know, Mac Dre and everything they was doing, East Coast. You know, I never did the whole East Coast, West Coast, you know, beef thing, because I loved music from both, you know, sides of the country. And but that was my era when I was a youngster growing up. You know what I mean? Tupac and Biggie was going at it. You know what I mean? But, you know, me personally, I was just always, you know, I just rapped because it was cool. I freestyled and battle rap because I liked serving, you know, other rappers up that thought they was hard. And I rapped at parties because, you know, I mean, every time I kicked it in a cipher, you know, I got to usually get a little fine chick, you know, the girlies liked it. So, you know what I mean? It just started out as fun. You know what I mean? I never thought that I would end up knee deep in the game, but I was actually my first break in the game. I was at a liquor store and the homie was in there getting some drink. And we were just kicking freestyles in the whip, and lo and behold, KRS-One walked up to the car, and I looked over, and there was KRS-One smiling. He said, "What's up?" I said, "What?" I said, "KRS-One?" He said, "Yeah, what's up?" And I mean, that's KRS-One. We talking about legends. And so he sat there and listened to us rap for a little bit. We ended up exchanging numbers. And I ended up playing at his 40 year birthday party. And then that led to a couple of shows on the West Coast tour. I believe it was the Temple of Hip Hop tour that he was doing. And I got a little taste of it right there. You know what I mean? Rocking shows and, you know, being backstage and all that stuff. And from there, I was hooked.
Okay. Well, that's dope. Now, can you tell us about your group, and are y'all still together? Sick Mob, because I remember y'all performed on the boat. You remember Coasting on the Ocean?
Oh, that's my favorite show. That's my favorite show to this day. Everybody always asks me, like, oh, what was the, what's your favorite show? You know, this, that, and the other. And I tell them, Coasting on the Ocean, man. We chartered a boat and rocked the show in the Long Beach Harbor.
Yeah, that was dope.
It was tight. Hey, all I remember was when we were playing, the boat was rocking so much that I was in my mind thinking, man, I hope this thing don't tip over. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But so yeah, no, my group was called Sick Mob. And no, we're not, I mean, we're like not like broken up as a group. I just, you know, after, you know, a couple, we did a couple of national tours. We were doing spot dates all over the country, and you know, we had a lot of success at it. And then, you know, by the grace of God, I found the Lord and kind of gave my life over to that. And I tried to participate, you know, for a while. And I still had one foot in. I was still trying to be a gangster and a Christian. And the Holy Spirit just put it on and said, look, man, you're either going to be a real Christian or a fake gangster. And I had to make a decision. And so I decided to rock with the Lord and leave the street life behind. And I had to stop doing that music because I couldn't find myself glorifying some of the stuff that I was glorifying. And we actually had, on one of our tours, we met a little youngster. And I mean, this little youngster like named one of his puppies after us. And he was like a, you know, just, he was about it, man. And we chopped it up with him. And I'll never forget that time because I was so busy playing cool guy. And when the dude was talking and this and that, I was just trying to be that, you know, badass rapper dude that he was a fan of. And instead of leading him with some good advice, I kind of just played the role. And about 3 years later, we seen on Facebook that that kid overdosed on heroin and died. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that as a lost opportunity to where I should have been able to give that kid some better advice. And a lot of these kids are just trying to live the life that they hear on some of these records that are out. And to be honest, most of the dudes that are rapping about that life aren't really living it. And the ones that are really living it, they ain't really around to rap about it. So, you know, like I said, I've always prided myself on being real. And so, you know, I had to keep it real and let all that stuff go.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, over the years, me and you both know and have lost a lot of friends, you know, to drugs and street violence and stuff. So that's great that, you know, you've taken that cause up and you're doing something positive with the hip hop. So that's beautiful for you to, you know, to make that 360 degree turn. Because once again, I remember numerous times when you were saying different people, you know, your friends and members, people that you know had passed away from drug overdose. So even though this podcast is Rappers Over 30, this is some good information for whether they over 30, under 30 or whatever, you know, this, you know, to be clean, try to steer clear of them drugs and everything. Once again, y'all, we got Nino Light on here, rappersover30.com. So Nino, what's popping with the music? What you got? What do you got coming up? And what are you going to send me so the listeners can get a taste of what you got to offer?
Well, like I said, man, I got the gospel rap album, the solo project, Highway to Heaven. And that should be, that's all in the works right now. It's probably about 2 months out from dropping. I just recorded a couple tracks off of this, like I said, this rock, blues, hip hop thing that we got going on, which I'm really happy with because, you know, it's all real stuff. You know what I mean? It's real testimonial. And I was able to kind of capture my life and my transition and everything that I had been through, and without glorifying it and without kind of being too, you know, over on, I guess, per se, like the gospel side of it, as far as preaching the gospel. So this album, I've really been able to tell my story. You know what I mean? And, that one, I'm really looking forward to that, man. We got singers from all over the world that are singing hooks and stuff for us. We got a guy out of Canada who dropped some stuff for us that's really good. So I'm going to probably send you just a couple of the tracks that I have off the album I just dropped called Bury the Flesh. It's about a year and a half, 2 years old. That was my first release as a gospel rapper. And the first project that I did that was kind of, you know, away from the gang banging in the street and the dope dealing stuff, and kind of was, you know, pushing that gospel line. But yeah, man, everything is going good, man. One thing I've learned, you know, I guess in time being over 30 is if God don't unlock the door, I'm not going to jimmy the lock. I kind of work on the Lord's time. So, you know, that dragon that I was always chasing, you know, always trying to get the most likes, trying to get the most views, trying to be the hardest, you know, have the hardest bars and, you know, be the gangsterest of gangsters. And I mean, that constant thirst that I was trying to quench, you know, I quenched that thirst, you know, through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So without me having to kind of chase that, I'm just able to kind of to go into a flow state and work on the Lord's time and really focus on the music, make sure that the message is right. And out of everything I've done, I mean, I've been in this, you know, music game dang near 20 years, it feel like. And the couple projects that I got coming out, by far, I'm definitely the most happy with. And I think it's going to be some of my best work ever.
Okay. So let me ask you this. In regards to your past music, you know, how do you feel about that? The best way I could put it is Eddie Murphy put out a comedy before called Raw. I'm sure you saw that. And then years later, when he got older and he had kids and everything, he felt a little funny about that. When I first had, you know, my kids, I felt a little like, oh, okay. So with your transition from what you used to do, your music, to now, how do you feel about that? Like, is that something you still play, or do you be like, I don't even want to hear that no more, or whatever? Where does that music that you did back in the day fit in your life today? Do you still listen to it? Do you still play it? Do you feel a little embarrassed or ashamed about it if somebody else hears it? Where does that music play at right now?
To be honest, I've never took it down. I have a lot of music that was put out also, you know, by other labels and stuff that I work with that I don't have any control over. But at the end of the day, I kind of prefer it because it shows my growth. You know what I mean? It kind of is, you know, I look at it as part of my testimony. You know, a lot of times when, you know, people are out there trying to preach the gospel, you'll get these, you know, Christian, you know, followers of Christ that don't come from where we come from. And they haven't been through what we've been through. And so when they preach the gospel, you know, a lot of times we have a hard time listening to them because we're like, man, y'all don't know, man, get out, man. Y'all ain't been where I've been. Y'all ain't seen where I'm from. Y'all know nothing about what I come from. So I can't listen. So I kind of need that old music for so people can hear it. And you know, cause in my hood, I'm known, you know what I'm saying? And locally, everybody know me. But when you get out of the genre of the fan base that I was in music wise, and then outside of the hood and out here locally, you know, a lot of people, they seem to, you know, they don't realize that like every hood got that one badass, every hood got the one funny guy. But when you growing up, like you feel like that's only your hood. That's why everybody got so much pride. Everybody got so much pride in a neighborhood that nobody owned any property in. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody own one house. Ain't nobody own none of the stuff. But yet they take pride in claiming a neighborhood because they feel like that neighborhood is unique. And I mean, every neighborhood is unique in its own way. But as I started traveling the country and, you know, through the music, through the tours, even through evangelism, doing prayer walks and stuff like that, I've learned to see that all of these hoods all over the country have so much in common. And it's kind of like the same set of problems that plague us all. And in order to really understand what other people are doing, you know what I mean? You got to be able to kind of put yourself in their shoes and look through their eyes. And I've been blessed with the ability to do that by doing the tours and the prayer walks and all that stuff. So to me, my old music is one of my biggest tools to show people, well, look, this is what I used to do. This is how I used to roll. Now this is what I do. And this is how I roll. And then when they start asking about the common denominators in the things that helped me become successful, it always points to Jesus Christ, which is my goal in being a minister of the gospel anyway. And as far as, you know, me bumping the older music, you know, yeah, I mean, I kind of get a kick out of it sometimes, and, you know, I'll listen to it every here and there, but you know, I look at that almost as like the old me, you know what I mean? Just like I wouldn't throw a red rag on and, you know what I'm saying? Just go do a random lick just to feel gangster again. And in that same sense, I'm not going to, you know, throw on one of my old, you know, songs to try to ride around feeling hard. But I mean, it's there, you know what I mean? But it's all part of the testimony. It's all part of the growth. And, you know, like I said, I hope that, not everybody, gospel rap is kind of like sugar-free soda. You know what I mean? If you give a kid a soda and you tell him it's sugar-free, he's gonna act like he don't like it, or he's gonna, you know, act like it's different. But if you just slid it to him and told him it was soda, he's going to drink it. And he ain't even going to realize that it's sugar free until, you know, he's actually told and then realizes, well, it's actually better for him. There's a lot of corny, you know, Christian hip hop out there. But then again, there's a lot of whack regular hip hop too. But as far as me and, you know, my clique, the music is identical to everything that you would hear, you know, on the streets, you know, coming off the block. The only difference is we glorifying the Lord, we preaching the gospel. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's like sugar free. Everybody seemed to like it until they find out that it's Christian. And then it's like, oh, well, it's okay. It's cool for Christian, but it's like, nah, it's cool for hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I like
anybody that wants to go.
Yeah. I like the fact that, like you said, you know, you can reach the people who other people haven't walked in their shoes, you know? And then at the same time, I've interviewed quite a few people, and some of them are scholars and this, that, and the other. And for some reason, you know, sometimes people seem to turn their back on the people that's most needy because they say, oh, well, they're doing this and that, I'm gonna lead them along. Well, if you're a teacher or a scholar of mine, you're out to save people, that's the one you're supposed to be reaching to. So I like the fact that, you know, you said that, you know, you can reach those people that other people might be turning their back on or think that they're so far gone or whatever it may be. So that's pretty dope. The other thing is, you know, when you mentioned, you know, the healthy thing, part of this podcast, you know, is about diet, health, and, you know, exercise and fitness. So we got several of my friends that you know, are afflicted with diabetes and different medical heart disease, different things, you know. So we get old and we got to watch our diet. We got to try to exercise and do things like that. So where does that fit in your life? Are you on top of that as well?
I mean, you know what, to be honest, you know, especially being a gospel rapper, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all. You know what I mean? I got some weight issues. I'm a little chubby. Your boy probably pushing about 240. And, you know, my walk around weight regular before I started getting old, gaining weight, was probably about 200, 205. You know, 220, I'm just, you know, looking like I'm whatever. But yeah, 240, your boy got a belly on him and stuff. But, you know, that's all part of getting older. You know, my advice to anybody is this, is it's very, very easy to let go of your health, and it's very, very, very hard to get it back. So with that being said, I mean, obviously the key to everything is to try to not let yourself get too bad, because, you know, when I remember being a youngster, you know what I mean? I'll just, you know, get busted. I hit the county for like 8 months and come out looking like a UFC fighter. You know what I mean? It ain't like that no more. You know what I mean? I got to really put in work. If you want to be healthy as an adult, especially over 30, I mean, you got to have a plan. You got to be able to execute the plan. But just to keep it simple, stupid, man, I was reading something. I forget where I was reading it, but they were saying that in the United States of America, that 90% of the people in this country are just barely above the dehydration level of death. In other words, we barely walk around with enough water just to live. So hydration is definitely a issue. I recommend to everybody to get on a program and drink at least a gallon of water a day, and to at least do something that will elevate your heart rate up for about 20 to 30 minutes a day. I mean, obviously that's not going to give you a six pack. You're not going to be walking around with some big old biceps, but if you can drink a gallon of water a day, that's going to help flush your body out, get rid of a lot of the toxins in there that will lead to a lot of the stuff that causes problems. And, the most important muscle you have is your heart. You know, rest in peace. My wife's grandfather just passed away, last Monday on a heart attack. So, you know, I mean, they can take out your pancreas, you know what I mean? They can remove a kidney, but if that ticker go, you go. So, you know what I mean? Keep the body flushed out and keep that heart going, man, because, you know, we didn't make it this far to, I mean, think about it. A lot of us, you know, that come from either doing drugs or selling drugs or gangbanging, fighting in and out of the county, all the things that we've been through in life, we didn't make it this far to just, you know, end up dying over some, you know, something stupid that we could have, you know, put in a little bit of work. And, you know, what's funny is, you know, you go into the county or you hit the pen and, you know, dudes is putting in 4-hour workouts a day and this and that, man, you get out here to the real world, you waking up early, you know what I mean? You go to work, you put a day's work in, you coming home, you're dealing with the kids. I mean, it's hard to get 20, 30 minutes in, you know what I'm saying? So you got to really come up with a plan and really execute it. Because if you don't, at this age, this is when everything starts to go downhill. And once you hit 40, which will be, you know, you'll be doing that podcast, Rappers Over 40, you know, in a couple years. And once you get to 40, if you ain't in, if you ain't healthy, it's all downhill from there. So, you know,
I think you can still, you know, even you. So I'm gonna make it my business to call you, and ask you and try to tell you to find that time, Nino. You my friend, and you know, like I said, I've known or I've even met some of your friends who eventually passed away, and I remember how bad that hurt you. You know, then you mentioned the kid who was, you know, was talking to you and he ended up ODing on heroin. So you got to look at it from this perspective too. The longer you're here, the more lives you're going to save too. So you got to find that time. Amen. And like I said, I'm going to call you and talk to you. If you look at, I know Rifleman probably tired of me saying this, but look at Rifleman's page on Facebook. Every night, this dude is on there and he videos it, working out, riding his bike, you know, doing his thing. And maybe that's why he do it late at night, because his kids is probably knocked out. So we got to find the time to do that, you know, because the law, especially positive. And
that's another thing. That's another thing, too, is accountability. You know what I mean? You got to get yourself involved in a circle. When you a youngster, you don't, you know what I mean? You want that killer, that shooter, that one, and the one guy that gets all the girls, you need all that. But as adults, man, we over 30, you need to rock with people that are going to hold you accountable, make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And like you just said, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes a phone call here and there to just, you know, tap in and be like, hey, man, you getting that workout on? You know what I'm saying? Those are the little things that, you know, we all need in our life, which, like I said, for me, I look at it like this, man. The Lord didn't bless me and take me this far for me to defile his temple and not take care of it and, you know, let it kill itself. So, you know what I mean? When I say die to the flesh, you know what I mean? I'm talking about in a spiritual realm. You know what I mean? I ain't really trying to kill my flesh. So them Twinkies and the ho-hos. And I'll tell you right now, man, hey, grown men should not have titties. You know what I mean? If you're a grown man and you had titties, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let me just jab around for a little bit of fun with you right now. Where is some of the, where would you like to go if you could go anywhere in the world with you and your beautiful family and hang out? Where's one of your dream destination places to go and just say, you know, let's go and chill for a month here? Where would you go in the world? Any place in the world?
Whew. To be honest, I think I would like to go to Israel and Jerusalem. And I would like to actually, you know, walk on some of the grounds that Jesus Christ himself walked on when he was here. Matter of fact, they actually have a spot there where, you know, it's like it's kind of turned into a tourist attraction. But the actual river where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ, you can actually go to the river right there and they'll baptize you. And I mean, I've already been baptized and all that, but you know, just to kind of go into the water right there and be baptized in the same place that that my Lord and Savior was baptized. To me, that would be incredible. You know, other than that, you know what I mean? I would like to see anywhere, man. You know, we marvel at little things like, you know, we sit and watch a basketball game. And if a dude can dribble the ball real good and shoot a 3-point, or, you know, we marvel at it. You know what I mean? We sit there and we'll watch people play football and we'll watch people skateboard. And, you know, we just marvel at some of this stuff. But a lot of times, man, I just like to see what God's created, you know, waterfalls, rivers, you know, beaches, you know, any kind of rock formation. It's just all natural beauty, things that are here that man hasn't got its chance to get its hands on yet. And it's actually in the form in which God intended it and how he made it. That's when I really kind of, I'd like to see all those type of places. You know what I mean? That's where I would be interested in going and taking my family.
Okay. In regards to business, you guys, we had Miss Toy on here. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and it felt like she gave me a spanking, man, when she was on here, because she was talking. You know, anybody ever talk and they're saying something, they're getting on somebody's case, and in your head, you're thinking, that's me, you know? So she went really hard on not people not copyrighting their music, not doing the publishing, not taking care of the sound exchange. And she has a podcast too. So when you get a chance, check out, she had Reed Dollars on it last week. And so she was just so much on, like she says, don't even contact me if you're not in control of your masters, if you're not copyrighting, taking care of your publishing. And it made me say, hey, I'm gonna pull all this stuff back. I got thousands of songs and I took care of it on a few of them, but for the most part, I haven't been doing that. And so she really, if you get a chance, listen to that podcast. So are you guys, when you're putting this new music out and everything, are you taking care of the business part of it too? If not, I suggest
that's one thing, you know, just from being in the game for so long, that I've learned is if you're gonna do anything, do it right. It's quality over quantity. And you know, and at the end of the day, if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you can't complain when what's supposed to happen don't happen. So, you know, I say that to say this, if you're serious about your craft, then you're going to have to go all the way with it. And anybody out there that's in the music game, period, whether you're making beats, whether you're rapping, whether you're an R&B singer, you know, whether you play guitar, if you're not going through all these proper channels, you know what I mean? Then you got to ask yourself, you know, how serious about your goals are you? And, you know, a goal without a plan is just a dream. You know what I'm saying? So really lay everything down. You know, right now, you know, all my stuff is legit. You know, the production company, everything's, you know, registered. Right now, what we're really trying to get into, which is, you know, it's not a hard thing to get into, but it's not easy. But we would like to get into, like, you know, movie scoring, background music for video games, you know, jingles, commercials, and stuff like that, which is more of a corporate side of what we do. You know what I mean? We come from hip hop, you know what I mean? So, you know, we started with, you know, with the MPC 500, you know what I mean? You know, looping a drum beat and, you know, recording, rapping into a earphone of a headphones. So, you know, it's came a long way. I mean, you've been in the game, you know, longer than me, so you know what's up. I mean, just the technology and the accessibility for everybody to do it right. There's absolutely no reason to not do things the right way these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What about the whole politics and the theory of, you know, rap as a young man game? Because my perspective is, what you're trying to tell the wise men up. You're trying to tell the wise men to be quiet. So what is your perception and what is your rebuttal to rap is a young man's game and trying to hush up the rappers over 30?
Well, I would say this, because I'm gonna be flat out 100. I'm gonna keep it a buck. When I was young, I was just running my mouth, talking all sorts of smack. These older rappers need to shut up. They don't know nothing about whoop-de-wop, this, that, and the third. And you know what I mean? The styles are always changing and the music itself is always changing. And, you know, I look at it like this. There's a lane for everybody. And if we were to shut up, per se, you know what I mean? I put it like this, you know, people want to bump music, and if it bumps and slaps, they're going to bump it. Now, if, you know, let's just, me and you both have a daughter, you know, we have daughters. So let's use a daughter as an example. If your daughter was 16 years old and she's on her way somewhere, would you want her bumping WAP or would you want her bumping something that told her what a lady she was and how she should be treated like a queen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, if we don't talk to these youngsters, who gonna do it?
Yes, sir. And, Rappers and, over and 30. These youngsters, you heard it from they don't Nino Light himself. Yeah, yeah,
that's I'm saying. Great. And these youngsters, they don't. Hip hop is a universal language. You know what I'm saying? Bars and metaphors and punchlines, that'll always be a universal language. So, you know, depending, no, regardless of your age, you know what I mean? If a dude got skills and he can rap, he can rap. And if he got flow and he's in pocket and he's hitting his punchlines and metaphors and the beat is knocking, it's going to get bumped. So, like I said, at the end of the day, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And I'll tell you, I'll tell you right now, you know what I'm saying? I sure the heck don't want Lil Pump and what's her name that do the WAP song. I definitely don't want them teaching my daughters, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, half these dudes, you got dudes that I'm not going to mention any names, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the whole beef and all that stuff, something that we don't do is, you know, followers of Christ either. But there's a lot of rappers out there that in their music will tell these youngsters to gangbang, to sell dope and do all this and that. And in the meantime, they paying extra money, sending their kids to private school. Mm-hmm. So you're going to send your kid to private school and you're going to tell mine to gangbang? Homie, you fake. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these rappers in the game is fake. You know what I mean? I just seen the whole thing. Cardi B, that's her name. Cardi B just did an interview where she basically said that she would never let her kid listen to her music.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to tell me? She's putting it out there, but not your kids can listen to it, but not mine.
How are you going to tell me that it's okay for our kids to listen to it, but not yours? And yeah. If you're going to take advantage of a platform like that, then you know what I'm saying? That's what I call selling yourself out. If you know better and you basically are saying, like, you know what, I would never let my daughter listen to my music. You know what I mean? Knowing that the majority of your fan base is females from the age 14 to 24, you know what I'm saying? And you're gonna put out music that you wouldn't even want your own daughter to bump. But it's okay for everybody else's daughter to bang it? Nah, Cardi B, I can't rock with you. I can't rock with that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean by keeping it real and selling yourself out when you know better, but you refuse to do better because it don't make the cheddar. You know what I'm saying? And so
that sounds like
hip hop has never been about money.
Yeah, well, that whole mentality sounds like a corporate mentality. It's the same with some of these corporations that's putting all of this garbage mm-hmm. food and the food for less and the superior yep. markets and these little cheap markets. But they know damn well they're not going to have their kids eat all of that little sugary cereal and
nope.
quick little all of these fast mm-hmm. foods and frozen dinners. So it's all about the dollar when you – that's why I say sounds like a corporate mentality. So that's more reason why – rappers mm-hmm. over 30 with a positive message have to keep going. And then one of the other topics that we talk about is staying relevant. And you kind of mentioned something to the fact too, it has to bump. It has to, you know, you have to try to be, I think people should be more innovative, try to create new styles. You know, you can look at what's mm-hmm. going on, but make it your own. Don't try to just jock somebody's thing. Like back in the days, how you had all the different artists that sound different, you know? So that's one tip yep. that I tell people, because sometimes you might have a rapper over 30, but he still sound like Run DMC. That's not going to cut it in this era to a certain yeah. degree, you know? So that's the key thing. Mm-hmm. And one thing I know about you, you've always stayed, you know, fresh. You've always stayed. I've never heard you where I was like, oh, he sounds like, you know, 1986, you know, nothing like that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing your music, man.
My whole rap career, to be honest, I felt everybody that I was rocking with, everybody always had like somebody that they sounded like, and they would be like, oh, you know, you sound like so-and-so and you sound like so-and-so. And I used to almost like be upset by it because I didn't really sound like anybody. You know what I mean? And to be honest, what I thought was to my detriment ended up being what I think is my biggest tool, which is I'm universal. I do my thing. I don't sound like nobody else, and everything I do is unique. I've never limited myself to one style. I think hip hop, being a lyricist, is like being a martial artist. You know what I'm saying? I consider myself an MMA rapper. You know what I mean? I don't just focus on one style. Like I said, this album I'm working on now, I mean, it's like a Lynyrd Skynyrd Creed, you know, meets Beastie Boys type thing. So, you know, evolution as an artist is important. And that's a big problem with rappers over 30, is they kind of get stuck in their lane and feel that they got to do what they do. And, you know, that at the end of the day, you just got to do what you're feeling. An artist, let the artist paint. That's what I say. Let the artist paint. And, you know, Picasso didn't only paint Mona Lisas, you know what I'm saying? So he had to paint a lot of stuff to get that Mona Lisa. And then after that Mona Lisa blew up, everything he painted that was garbage to him ended up being worth millions of dollars. And those was all his throwaways, just because, you know, kind of like going back to the business, like what homegirl was telling you, you know, all them songs that you have, all it takes is for one thing to pop. And then that's going to bring everything from the past up to the forefront, because what's old for you is new for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you ain't got that stuff copywritten and you ain't got that stuff all legit, then, you know, when something does go right, then you're going to miss out on that. So that, I mean, basically, like I said, as far as the term keeping relevant, what is relevance? You know what I'm saying? Relevance isn't a sound. Relevance isn't a style. It's just about being relevant. And as long as you're talking to, even for rappers over 30, yeah, there's rappers over 30, but guess what else there is? There's hip hop heads over 30. And most hip hop heads over 30 don't want to listen to this new mumble rap. They don't want to hear these slow 808 beats that are all bass. They want the boom bap. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dudes out there that are into G-funk that, you know, I mean, that's their flavor. So they want it to be funky. They want that G-funk. You know, so, you know, there'll always be a market for even a Run DMC type of rapper, because there's that generation that grew up on that and they're not really being catered to that. But as far as relevance goes in the wide variety, in the mainstream of things, if you want to stay relevant, then yeah, you got to be able to evolve, and you got to be able to, you know, to participate in what's relevant. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. So Rappers Over 30 listeners, we have Nino Light on here. Nino, can you tell us again, what's your upcoming project, and is there any visuals? Can we expect any music videos to complement this project that you got coming? What's the name of the project, and can we expect any visuals, and when can we expect these things?
My gospel record coming out is called Highway to Heaven. I actually just recorded. I just did a video for it that's not released yet. I'm waiting for the song to be mixed and mastered. We went ahead and did the music video because we had the time. And so I'm just literally waiting. I got a boy from my ministry. He goes by the name of View Beats. And I mean, he's been platinum with T.I., he's worked with all sorts of dudes in the game, and he gave his life to the Lord. And, you know, his way of serving God is he basically, for the ministry and for rappers doing gospel rap, he'll either mix and master the projects for free or on the low. You know, obviously he's, you know, with my ministry. So, you know, the ministry brothers got something worked out, but that's how he's giving back, is he's using his talents he was blessed with to give back to the rappers that are out there preaching the gospel. But I'm really looking forward to that, because I haven't had him mix and master one of my joints yet. And he's done all the Hog Mob stuff that's been dropping, he's been doing. And I can just hear the quality in it. I can hear just what he's doing to it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to do with mine. But that video will be dropping. That video is going to be promoting the album. And yeah, Highway to Heaven. It's going down.
Okay, and then just on a personal aspect, and maybe for the listeners who are aware of Sick, you know, your group formerly Sick Mob, What's going on with the other members? How is Magmud and E? What was it? E-Rock and all your other guys that was in the group? You mind? Is that too personal to ask what they up to? And are you still doing work with them guys?
Nah, you know what? To be honest, you know, obviously Crooked Ivory passed away. You know, so he's, you know, doing his thing. You know, we praying for him every day. You know, God is sovereign. God is graceful. So as crazy as he was, you know, hopefully there's some forgiveness for him. I don't know his relationship with the Lord, but I know he's not here. I know he's resting, and he going to take that knee and have to bow before the Maker. And, you know, my prayers is that he gets in. And then, you know, I know E-Rack, you know, he kind of stepped off a long time ago, kind of just did his business thing, you know, did the fam bam thing. And then Mud, I mean, he just doing, you know, Mud is Mud. He doing his thing. As far as music wise goes, I'm not really doing music with them. No more. I'll say none of them are doing music really anymore. Me and Mud kept the Sick Mob thing going for a while. But, you know, I had to break away from that. And, you know, Mud's a believer. You know, he goes to church with his dad, and, you know, he's accepted Christ as Lord. You know, and it's not a knock or anything like that, but some people walk it out a little bit more than others. You know, some people, you know, believe in Christ, and then some people live for Christ. I decided to live for Christ and not just believe in him. And it's no beef. It's no funk. It's none of that. I mean, everything is still all, you know, Gucci on the friendship levels and stuff like that. But me personally, I can't be involved. The light and the dark can't mix. And if anybody's doing anything that's glorifying anything that my God stands against, I can't be a part of it. So, okay, you know what I mean? Well, I pray every day for those. I pray for them, you know what I mean, that they can grow closer to a relationship with the Lord. But yeah, until then, yeah, no, I ain't rocking with them musically. I just rock with them friendship wise. I got love for them always. And, you know, God bless them and their families.
Okay. Let's touch current events right now. What's going on with you with the COVID? What do you think about that? What do you think about the vaccine, you know, and everything? So what do you think about the COVID? And then we'll get to the last thing is the new president. So what do you think about COVID? How has that affected you? What do you think about the vaccine? Are you going to take the vaccine? Have you taken the vaccine?
To be honest, bro, when it comes to the COVID, I look at it, you know, I say this, man, it's above my pay grade. There's a lot of conspiracies that go out about how it started and what it's doing and why it's here. But at the end of the day, I do know this, that people are dying from it. People are losing loved ones over it. You know, I had a different opinion of it, personally, because I didn't know anybody that had actually had it or was affected by it. And then, me and my ministry, we did a retreat where we all got together for about a week. And, I mean, the whole clique done caught the COVID. So, you know, we all got it. Some of us got sicker than others. You know, I brought it back to the fam bam, got my wife and kids sick, you know, by the grace of God, you know, we survived it. But one of my brothers, his wife, 35 years old with three daughters, she didn't make it, bro. She has some autoimmune issues, and the COVID took her out. And, you know, that changed my views on it. Because at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, perception is reality, out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, I had to realize that, you know what, although it might not have affected me indirect like that, it's affecting my loved ones, you know, directly like that. So, you know, I had to open my mind to it. As far as the vaccine goes, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine, but I am pro-choice. I believe everybody should have the choice whether they should take it or not. I personally choose not to take it, but that's because I've had the COVID and I'm not really at risk to die from it. If somebody told me, hey, man, if you catch COVID, you're going to die, I'll probably go get the vac. You know what I'm saying? But I feel with my chances, you know, me, my wife, my family, we don't have any of the issues. So we're not going to get it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm not one of them, you know, guys that's on some like conspiracy, you know, don't get the vaccine. And, you know, there's some crazy, I mean, man, God has instructed us to love his people, but it's very hard because the population is very dumb, very gullible. And, you know, some of the stuff that's going on out there, as far as what people are saying, it's just so wild one way and then so wild to the other direction that I just kind of tend to stay out of it. You know what I mean? You know, I, like I said, I believe everybody should, you know, make the decision on whether they feel they should get it or not. And, you know, more importantly than it all, you know, God bless everybody who's gotten it. God bless everybody who's lost somebody from it. My prayers go out to anybody dealing with any kind of negative circumstance, whether it be financial, you know, from the shutdowns and stuff like that. You know, so at the end of the day, like not to say like I don't care, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I got so there's so many bigger fish to fry in my eyes that I'm more focused on Satan, that Satan's a sucker. I can't stand what the enemy, the devil is doing to my people. And that's my fight. You know what I mean? So as far as the COVID goes, you know what I mean? Like I said, man, prayers for the situation. There's people out there handling it. And, you know, God is in control. God is sovereign. And I'm gonna let God do what he do with it.
Okay, well, I'm going to get ready to wrap this up, and I want to just double back to the fitness and everything. One thing that I do is when I go in the bathroom, because I know you were saying the time thing, you know, you get older, you got the kids, you got the wife, you got the family, you got to go to work, is when I go to the bathroom, I don't have the best of knees, so I'll hold on to the sink, and I'll try to do 10, 20 squats, you know what I'm saying? I'll try to get down on the ground, pump out 5, 10, 15 push-ups, and do some toe touches. So if you like me, I go to bathroom a ton of times throughout the day. So if you do that, if you just do maybe 10 of each by the end of the day, if you don't went to bathroom 5, 6, 7 times, then you've gotten in a nice workout. So just keep that in mind. Maybe every time you go to the bathroom, at the minimum, do the squats. And like I said, if you out of shape bad, hold on that sink. You know, if it's the type you can rip out the wall, then be careful, you know. But if you got a counter, just put your hands on it, do them squats. So, brother, man, in closing, you want to give us a prayer or some positive words to the listeners of the Rappers Over 30. And I appreciate you so much, brother. And it's been an honor to know you all these years.
Yeah, man. You know what? First off, I'd like to give a shout out to you. I mean, like I said, you said 10 years at the beginning of the podcast. I think it's been about 20. But yeah, man, I'm glad to see you still, you know, making moves. You still relevant in the game. And I like the whole message behind your podcast because for every one rapper that made it, there's 1,000 who didn't. For every 1,000 who didn't, 500 of them are still chasing it. And there's not a lot of channels out there. And in the hip hop game, you know, pride is an issue. So, you know, most of the time you ain't going to hear people getting up talking about, you know, man, we chubby and you know, I'm losing my hairline and yada, 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 whatever. So like at the end of the day, man, I think this is a good podcast, man. I've listened to a couple of them that you've done and there's a lot of good information that's coming out, you know, and it's not necessarily per se for how rappers to get signed or how rappers to get a deal. I mean, this is helping adults in a situation of lifestyle and living conditions. So, you know, shout out to you for the podcast. I would also like to say this, you know, I'm going to slide you on my links. If anybody got any questions about Christ, about the Bible, about anything, you know, feel free to hit me up, you know, ask me any question you want. I'll stop anything I'm doing to preach the gospel. You know what I'm saying? That's what I've been commissioned to do. And, you know, more importantly than everything, man, I just want to say God bless everybody. You know what I mean? And if you don't know the Lord, you know what I mean? I pray you get to know him because Jesus is coming back. And a lot of the stuff that you hear on, you know, TV, if you watch Joel Osteen, or, you know, say, you know, what is it, Cedro Dollar and Creflo Dollar and all these prosperity, you know, gospel, you know, that are basically teaching everything is all, you know, peaches and cream. You know, there, yes, that is true. You know, there's a lot of prosperity that comes, you know, with the gospel and salvation through Christ. But the meat and potatoes of the gospel is that we're saved by grace through faith. And the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming back. And to put it in hip hop terms or hood terms or street terms, he coming back to handle business. And if you ain't with him, you against him. And the Bible says, if you against him, it's going to be all bad. So, I mean, as far as eternity in hell and all these other like little, you know, things here and there, these theologies and stuff that people argue back and forth about, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. But the gospel is the good news. The good news is that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins on that cross. By doing so, cleared our debt and reconnected us with our maker. There's no way to the Father except for through the Son, and who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'll leave it at that, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. And I look forward to, once this COVID is over, is putting on some Rappers Over 30 concerts, and you'll definitely be invited to come there and share the word, brother. Appreciate you so much, man.
All right, man. Hog Mob Landfill.
Yes, sir.
I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah, that concludes another episode of the Rappers Over 30 podcast. Go to the show notes for links and more information about Nino Light. If you'd like to sponsor a Rappers Over 30 podcast episode, email me at rappersover30@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to FromRapToFilm.com. You can see all of that content. You can download my music, and you can see my upcoming film, Evil Justice. That's FromRapToFilm.com. It's just $29.99 per year. I wish you all the best of health, happiness, and success. Stay safe, and I'll see you next Thursday. The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but building the new. Socrates.